It's a stronghold in people's thinking that becomes a stronghold in behavior. This says a wise man can scale that wall. And what does he do? He brings down the stronghold in which they trust. Now, this gives us a key. What is a stronghold? It's any area that people trust in other than God. That's how strongholds are created. Hello, once again, welcome. Welcome to chapter 21 of Proverbs in our quest for wisdom, really the quest for the mind of Christ, practically implemented into everyday parts of life. So we're going to start right here with verse 3. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. That's very significant because let's just take this in a practical sense. Sometimes it's easier to give a financial gift towards a problem than it is to become in the problem to make sure justice is served. Justice is served whenever you and I care for people who have no voice. The abortion issue is very fresh. It's important that we speak on behalf of those with no voice. And certainly the unborn would qualify as that. Sometimes the certain races in our culture have less a voice than others. It's important that we speak on their behalf. That's what justice is. And all the other stuff that we do that is so sacrificial, they're important, but they're not more important than the actual act of justice, of serving those who are in a world of hurt. It really needs someone to stand up for them. One of my favorite verses in Proverbs talks about poverty, and it says, there is wealth in the soil of the poor, but injustice keeps it from them. Think about that. There's wealth. In other words, every person is standing on their own potential breakthrough, but some of them are on this plate of glass. And it's injustice that keeps them from getting the breakthrough that God actually positioned them for. What justice does, those who are free need to make sure you're helping people to get free. And what justice does is it deals with the injustices of life. And so poverty is one of those things that we get to really fight for. And you may say, well, this person's poor or whatever because of their own choices. Certainly that's true. But if all of us were left to the fruit of our bad choices, none of us would be alive. So it's the mercy of God that really positions us to be administrators of justice. All right, so let's move on quickly. I want to jump right into verse 13. Verse 13, we're visiting an old subject. Again, Solomon, in his writing of Proverbs, brings these things up over and over and over again. So here it is. Whoever shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard. That's interesting. He who shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard. That's interesting. If I refuse to be moved by the needs of people around me. Now, understand, none of us have the resources to fix every problem, but we all have enough resource in our heart of hearts to lend an ear or a moment of prayer and sometimes a financial gift or whatever to help somebody who's in need to be moved with what they're moved by. The Bible teaches us to weep with those who weep, to mourn with those who mourn. It's important that we don't excuse ourselves from the cries of people around us because we don't have the resources to fix their problem. Well, sometimes what they need is someone who cares. I wish I had the money to fix this problem. Sometimes what they need is someone who would just listen. I've watched people sit down with the homeless and different people in crisis, and they just sit there and they listen. And sometimes that's really the greatest gift you can give to a person. And then I pray that the Lord would enable all of us to do more and more and more financially to help people in this situation. The scary part of this says, if you're not moved by their cry, you're going to be in the same position, but this time the Lord will make sure nobody hears you. And that's a very stern warning. All right, it is verse 15. It says, it is a joy for the just to do justice. I love that statement. It's a joy for the just to do justice. In other words, there's a personal satisfaction. I'm a just person. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. And we rule and reign with Christ. So righteousness, that value of all that is right, and justice, the implementing of rightness into situations, that's the foundation of the throne of God. It must be the foundation that I live from. So, because I'm in Christ, I am a just person. And part of where I find my joy is administering justice. Not justice in punishing this person or, you know, hurting that person. It's not that. It's making sure that this child, we love to do this here on Father's Day, for example. We do a number of things throughout the year. But Father's Day, I try to have all the single, we pray for all the fathers in the room. Then I try to have the single moms stand up, the ones who've got kind of a challenging time being able to care for and provide for their kids. And I have them stand up, and I tell the church, I said, we're not going to pray for these. I don't want you to get away with just blessing, praying for them. I want you to give them money. And so we challenge everybody, just take cash out of your pocket, if you have it to give, and just go bless them. Because there's a certain delight in providing that act of justice for someone who maybe their husband died or maybe ran off with their secretary or some horrible situation. There's a certain measure of delight that we have in administering justice in that situation. This is what the just do. All right, let's move on quickly. It says a very important verse for me is verse 22. And again, if you followed me at all in this particular series, one of the things that I try to look for is anything that gives me understanding on capturing cities or bringing cities to Jesus. And I've made many, many years I've been on this quest of trying to find this. And I personally think Proverbs holds the secrets for capturing cities, bringing cities to Jesus. So here it is in verse 22. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the trusted stronghold. Okay, think with me on this. A wise man, wisdom, enables a person to scale the wall, the city of the mighty. What is that? That's what keeps them from your influence. A wise man can scale that wall. And what does he do in scaling that wall? He brings down the trusted stronghold. Now, we know from Scripture there are strongholds in people's thinking. There are strongholds, for example, there'll be certain parts of the country, perhaps, where maybe the entire culture is steeped in alcoholism and drunkenness is just from generation to generation to generation. It's a stronghold. Others are steeped in religious pride and arrogance, and they just are untouched by anything to do with God. There's this stronghold in people's thinking that becomes a stronghold in behavior. This says a wise man can scale that wall. And what does he do? He brings down the stronghold in which they trust. Now, this gives us a key. I hope that you remember this. What is a stronghold? It's any area that people trust in other than God. That's how strongholds are created. Some people, as soon as they're done with work, they don't want to go home. They've got an angry wife or angry husband at home. They stop by the bar. What happens? They've developed a trusting relationship in that environment that becomes a stronghold that actually poisons every part of their life. The story could be over and over again. The businessman who stays late after work just because he doesn't want to deal with the issues at home. It's a stronghold. He trusts in the money, trusts in his posture, his position in the community. And those areas of misplaced trust over time, not overnight, over time, create strongholds. And strongholds are places where the demonic hides. The demonic hides in strongholds, in places of misplaced trust. So I like this verse. I like it because it helps me to understand what governs the mentality, the value system of a community. All right, I think that's probably... Oh, no, no, one more verse. Verse 31. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is from the Lord. I love that verse. The horse is prepared for the day of battle. Why do I like that? Because the horse prepared for the day of battle is our part. It's important that we live with the realization. If we win a battle, it's all because of him. I bless you with that. I pray that this week would be a week of great, great victories. Amen.